Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
From Under the Rock Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is The Strange Chameleon Show, a podcast with style, soul, and sarcasm, along with laughter, love, and listen! Follow them now on iTunes. I promise, you won't, I mean, you will be entertained.
Why, thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, our audience is so great.
They're so gracious. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening to The Strange Chameleon Show. I am Chameleon. This is The Strange.
I am The Strange of The Strange Chameleon Show. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We have a great show for you today. Oh, my goodness. So we have an emerging artist coming in to the studio, Andrew Rudy. Very shortly, we have our week review, Strange Theory, and our famous ventilator segment. I can't wait. Oh my gosh, let's just get started, shall we?
Yay! I forgot my Anchorman voice persona.
No, that's okay.
Okay, that's okay.
But let's just how's your day going? Just tell me
it's
how everything's going before we get started, actually.
It is the 20th Sunday in ordinary time. That's very important to note.
Okay.
Okay. And well, it was a good day. Very easygoing. How about yours?
Oh, it was good. Yeah.
It's a beautiful Sunday.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
It wasn't actually too hot, so that was good.
So why don't you go ahead and tell us what's that thing on your head?
Oh, this thing?
Yeah.
This is my everyday look. What are you talking about? Yeah, I'm a little chameleon here, just enjoying the show.
Hello. Hey, guys.
Just, he wanted to see what the studio was like. It looks pretty good.
Okay, yeah,
so
all
just
right.
Kind of wanted to...
He likes it, so
he likes
so
it. Right. He likes it very much.
Well,
he likes you too.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, tell him to get back. All right.
Easy. Take it easy.
It's little, the woman's little, movement going on right
little
now.
Little man. Take it easy, little man.
Well, this past week, I've been plagued by mosquito bites, as you well know.
Yeah, I was wondering what that was.
Yeah, those were mosquito bites.
Yeah, okay.
Now, maybe not for the average person, okay, but I only had about 3 bites, but I'm highly allergic to mosquito bites, so I have these red welts and swelling, relentless itching as well.
Yep.
Which is just terrible. It's a nightmare. I mean, I've heard of people that have bad... What's it called? When you have a bad toothache.
Yes.
And they say it's like jaw ripping pain. Well, this is like flesh ripping itchy. Yeah, it's a kind of rash that it's just relentless. Now, at first I thought maybe it was Lyme disease or something like that.
Lyme disease.
I got scared, okay? I mean, with all these illnesses and airborne diseases, I don't even know anymore, even though it's not airborne. But yeah, you can actually get it from a tick bite, and it wreaks havoc on your autoimmune system, and
okay,
so on and so forth. And that's actually one of the reasons why Shania Twain took time off, and Avril Lavigne has gotten that. A lot of celebrities. I did
because
my
of
research.
Mosquito bites.
No. It comes from a tick.
Right.
Yeah, when you're out hiking and
right,
so on.
No, that's true.
So the wilderness is, the wilderness. But thankfully, I was just overthinking things. And like I said, it was something much less harmful. But as I did my research with Lyme disease, I came across an article that specified, medications for Lyme. And now for Lyme disease. And now they also have placebo meds for Lyme disease. Okay. This was odd. So they said that medication for Lyme disease and placebo meds had the same effect, I read. So then I'm thinking, hold up. So for something to be placebo, right, you can't know that it's a fake. You can't know that you're actually taking, for example, I could give you sugar pills and say it's amoxicillin for all you know.
What'd you call me?
So I thought to myself, where would they take place? Where would this study, right, that, oh, placebo meds and Lyme medication, Lyme disease medication has the same result. So, okay, where would this take place? How would they conceal this? A clinical study, how? Because you have, you know, you have waivers to sign and what have you. So this led me to my theory here.
Okay.
Not necessarily the strange theory. Maybe we can have two for today. Who knows?
Who knows?
But they give meds. Maybe they give meds out at the hospital. So I worked with doctors, okay, Chameleon?
Okay.
And I remember a pharmaceutical company doesn't necessarily have to say that they're sugar pills or sugar pills. They can just word it all fancy in academic terms so long as it doesn't cause harm and say it's something new on the market, and then you can get placebo meds that are actually sugar pills and it's reported back as, oh, well, you know, the results, the diagnosis is okay or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, so it's weird because it's like, how would they have these placebo meds for Lyme disease? And I mean, it's like...
They got a cure for everything, it seems, so...
Well, that's not really a cure. It's placebo meds, so it's like sugar pills.
Right, right. No, I'm just... Yeah, they have the solution for anything that you can think of, it seems like. So... It's crazy.
Is that thing talking right now, or is it you right now?
It's both. He's talking to my ear. He's trying to... Stop it. Stop. Take it easy.
Well, so that's what stood out, you know, about the issue I was facing earlier this week. But now tell me about you.
I'm doing good. Things are great. I mean, the weekend was good. Met a new friend at work. So, you know, in the field, okay. I go out and I work out in the field, working in the telecommunication
field?
Industry.
Okay, field. Not working out in the field.
Actual field, picking strawberries or anything like that.
Okay.
Not that kind of field out there.
Like, okay.
Not to say that's bad. That's really hard work. But,
yes, okay.
Right. But basically, yeah, I met a new friend, and it was his birthday, and I was like, hey, happy birthday. This is like my, you know, first time meeting him. We clicked and everything, and so I was like, hey, I'll buy your beer. But he was like, yeah.
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. You're leaving something out here, because you guys weren't always buddy buddies. Isn't that right?
No, I just met him, I said. I just met him, and then we just hit it off, and I offered him a beer.
Oh,
and
okay.
For his birthday, you know, because I didn't know it was his birthday. He was like, hey, it's my birthday, and I'm like, oh, cool. So we worked hard at the end of this, you know, the job site, and I was like, yeah, I'll buy you a beer. And then he was like, well, I got family coming over. Why don't you come on by, and I'll, you know, we'll get a bunch of beers, and we'll just hang out kind of thing. I'm like, oh, that sounds cool.
Mm-hmm.
Went over there, and he basically... Like, just, I went to his house, and it looks a really nice house, and I'm looking at everything, and he's going over it. He's like, you know, everything that you see here, got it at Kmart. I got it at Kmart. And I was like, really? So I just kind of tested him. I'm like, well, what about over there? What about this? What about that? Kmart. And then I pointed out to this, like, these pots. These are like some garden pots. And I was like, well, what about over there? He's like, 99-cent store. I'm like, wait a minute. You're a Kmart shopper, man. You're like full-time, and you can't be going against Kmart like that. But
well, I'm bored. And here's the reason why I'm bored, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Because
right.
You left out the best part, and that was how much he was annoying you at work.
Right. No, that's your, okay.
That
okay.
was the best one. All
right. It was a multiple day site, and I was there. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, he just kept, like, I've been out in the field, you know, about 10 years, so I know how to do my job. And he was just kind of like, "You doing okay? You doing all right, buddy? Do you need help?" And I'm just like, "Yeah, man, I'm just running cable right here. It's not a big deal. I got it, you know." Yeah. And just kind of things like that. And he was just like, "Yeah, you know, I know all the tricks to the trade. I know everything." So he was a little annoying at first, but then eventually as we started to work, he was okay. So, yeah, all right, you got me. You got me.
And he couldn't even, he told you that he's been doing this for a while. I know everything. And
tricks then, of the trade.
And he couldn't even mention what was
Well, it was basically like there's pull string that you use when you're running cable. And you tie it to the cable. Mm-hmm. And so anyways, he was like, "Yeah, man, all the tricks. Do you know how to use that thing over there? You put it in the loop." And I'm like, "The pull string?" Yeah, that's right, yeah. And I'm like, "Yeah, I know how to do the loop-de-loop on the pull string, buddy, thanks.
Man, yeah, that must be so annoying, you know, working with people like that.
But I appreciate his passion. There's a lot of people that aren't like that, and yeah. they do half-ass work, and it's not cool. So mm-hmm. I appreciate his passion. He's really cool. He seemed like he really loves what he does, and I respect that. But he was getting a little annoying a little bit. But we end up clicking at the end.
You guys so. Became best friends.
Right. We're buddies. We're buddies.
See, now that was a good story. Well, not to be a Debbie Downer or anything.
Oh, here we go. This is what you do. I mean, this is like every, come on. It's not a Debbie Downer. This is like part of your thing. That's why you're strange.
It's the strange and the chameleon show.
That's right.
But, yeah, sad news.
Okay.
John McCain has passed away.
I heard about that.
A true war hero.
Yes.
He really, really was. He was the real deal. And I always had much admiration and respect for him. I remember when I turned 18 and I was able to vote and thinking, I had read up about him and I was like, I wonder if he's going to run. At the time, there was talk that he was going to run. So anyways, it was, you know, when he was going up against Obama around that
right.
time. Yeah. Now, you can't deny his legacy, like I said. So he served our country during the Vietnam War, and he was captured by the North Vietnamese, beaten and tortured for almost 5 years, Chameleon.
Wow. It's a long time.
Isn't that terrible?
That is terrible.
For almost 5 years. And
just that consistently, just throughout all those 5 years, just...
Well,
I wouldn't be able to last one day. This guy lasted 5 years.
Well, you might grow a new tail if they cut it off.
Okay.
You might be able to do that, but it That's can only true. Last so long, right?
Amongst other things. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. And you... No, you don't.
No. But his father was Commander-in-Chief for the Pacific Forces, Admiral McCain. And that's how he was able to eventually be released. And he didn't want to go because he thought it was unfair that there were other brave men that were in there that had been captured before him. So he thought, you know, fair is fair. Let's go ahead and release them in the order they came in type of thing.
Right.
So he almost didn't want to leave because of that.
Jeez.
He was just such a stand-up guy. So stand-up.
Right.
And now... Meghan McCain, who is a co-host on The View, she has stated that she did not and has not forgiven Trump when he, you know, Trump bashed her father.
Right.
In the elections and so on. Very, you know, very low blows. It's like, come on.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. And so this led me into the vibrations of forgiving, you know, because now... I understand that someone insulted her father, someone who didn't deserve it. But, you know, I've had people in my family insult my mom because...
Oh, no.
Yeah, there are people that just cannot handle the truth. And it's so interesting, you know, John McCain had such a... He was always very gracious in the way he spoke the truth, right? and his point of views and opinions and so on. And but for me, you gotta forgive him. Because when people just attack when you have not done anything directly against them.
Right.
Because for him to, you know, say what he said, it's just, like we said, come on. And it's just, it goes, when people have a lot to say about someone else, it really says very little about them, actually. About
That's
themselves.
Your, about the character of them.
Yeah, about who they are. And it goes to show you that they struck a nerve. And perhaps, hey, there is truth in what that person is saying. So
yeah.
Let's try to open up our minds here. But, yeah, just, you know, these people have to deal with themselves 24/7. So I forgive people like that. Because at the end of the day, they go home with their low selves.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, with their lonely selves. I mean.
In their sad, dark room.
Exactly. And that just. Low existence.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I forgive people like that.
Well, that's very humble and of you.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Well, you know, you gotta be.
You need to just forgive certain people. I mean, God says forgive all.
Right.
But,
yeah.
You know.
I mean, forgiveness doesn't mean forget, okay?
Right, exactly.
And of course, you can't forget, especially something so low, someone attacking you over the smallest thing. You know what I mean? Especially when there's truth behind your standpoint. But.
Excuse me. Sorry about that.
Oh, my God!
Sorry about that. I just, you know, when you got to go, you got to go. No, it was
You moved to this crane of a microphone right now.
I had no idea. I thought this thing was already greased up and ready to go. My apologies.
Oh, my goodness. Well, anyhow, to wrap it up, you know, it's Sunday. What does Oprah say? Soul
Oprah
Sunday.
Says, oh, okay.
Just got to forgive sometimes.
I was going to say, you get a car. I think that's what...
You get forgiveness, and you get forgiveness.
That's right. That's what she says.
But yeah, doesn't always mean forget, because, you know, you got to protect yourself. You got to protect your peace of mind, that's for sure. Now, Chameleon, on Tuesday, there was an insane police pursuit in Glendale. A shoplifter at a Vons grocery store. Was on the run.
Okay. He was on foot.
No, actually, okay. So this is what's crazy. First, it was by car. Okay? It was like he was driving this white Dodge, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
And the cops, now, a local business owner where this happened, got footage of the pursuit and the cops boxing this guy in as he was revving up the car.
Uh-huh.
With guns drawn out, telling him to, you know, get out, all that good stuff. Of course, he didn't listen. And somehow he takes off. He manages to just escape.
Okay.
And he ditches the car, which is all like banged up.
Right.
At a restaurant parking lot, takes off on foot. And witnesses said that he had a rip on his pants because I guess he threw himself over a gate or something. And then that same evening,
yeah,
you got home with a rip on your pants and dirt all over them.
Yeah, that is funny because actually I feel for this guy.
Yeah,
because I got a rip in my pants right. Not too long ago doing a job. And I was climbing up, you know, up to the attic, and I didn't know that there was like this nail.
Yeah.
And it just split the front of my pants.
That's what happened.
So, yeah, I got a cool breeze going through, and it was like I'm right in front of this restaurant with
it was very hot.
My junk all over the, you know. And
what?
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. But in a sense, it was right off to the side, and I was like, so I had to cover myself a little bit because it was like, it was a big rip. My pants ripped. Yeah,
I know.
Right.
Okay,
you witnessed
it. What the heck? And now I heard about this, and I'm like, did you get in some kind of trouble?
I got in a fight. You should see the other guy.
No.
Nah.
No, but really, you guys, for like a millisecond, I thought, is this the guy wanted by police? For like a millisecond, it crossed my mind.
For me.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
yeah, okay.
I looked at you, and I'm like, nah.
Nah. What would cops want with me?
Yeah, man, shoplifters can get crazy, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was just funny, you know? But this resulted in something that I consider way worse, okay?
Okay.
So because the suspect took off on foot, they had to secure a perimeter.
Okay.
Now, this caused a nearby school to shut down. And immediately, you guys, this took me back to a time when I was in middle school and there was a suspect during a pursuit who fled on foot. And it was, ironically, located right next to KTLA 5.
Whoa.
I went to a school. There's a middle school.
Yeah.
Right next to KTLA 5. Now, this resulted in a shutdown. And it was one of, I kid you not, one of the worst experiences of my life. So if you ever had a bad day, times that by 10, okay? And I'm going to tell you why. It happened during first period class.
What okay? kind of class, Strange?
History class, okay?
Oh.
All okay. right. And we could not go out to use the restroom. We missed nutrition break. We missed our lunch break.
Jeez.
No water breaks. Because what shutdown means is, you cannot, I mean, that classroom door, you're locked in. It's like a cell.
Yeah.
And it's I understand it's done for the protection of the kids, but it can cause some serious harm. I remember everyone was just surprisingly okay. Now, they were having fun because the teacher ran out of things to teach for the day. And then we just kind of hung out and we talked amongst ourselves. And she put on a lame movie. But
lame.
Yeah, a really lame movie. I can't remember, but it was really lame. And then that ended. And I was just internally dying. I was so hungry. I had hunger pangs. The teacher was actually...
Hunger
she was,
pangs or pains?
Hunger pangs.
Pains. Okay. Hunger fangs, pangs.
Listen, it's a pain when you're hungry, okay?
Yep.
And now the teacher was a really nice elderly woman. And I remember she had some Ensure smoothies stacked underneath her desk.
Oh, yeah.
And out of desperation, I stole one, which was tricky because she had them in a locked cabinet. So I don't even know how the heck that
you're
happened.
Picking the lock and you're just
Impossible. I must have blacked out of the hunger because I snagged one. And I remember I offered another one to my friend and then she looked at me like I was crazy, but I was on survival mode. You know, I was like, do you want one? And she was like, no. like no, what?
Right.
Sure. Who drinks that stuff? But... Yeah, I was just survival mode. I mean, I could have just eaten my arm. I was like, hey, you want the squirrel meat or these crickets over here?
Yeah.
So apparently they were just too cool for Ensure. So they passed, like I said. Now, I had some and I just regretted that because it's very sweet. And since I hadn't had food for hours and hours.
Okay.
I had the worst cramps after that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. No, the oh. cramps. Oh. Like, you know. So, anyways, they apprehend. yeah, that's like that's your insides.
That's a sound effect for
the insides.
The insides, yep.
When they finally apprehended the guy, they found him. I remember this. They found him in an attic somewhere.
Oh, man.
I know. And then the nightmare was still not over because the lunch line was packed. Well, what was supposed to be lunch, right? So immediately, at least they were able to acknowledge these kids are probably like on the verge of death. Let's feed them. So we all had to skip whatever class we had next and go to lunch. And then that was packed. The restrooms were packed. I mean, it was a nightmare. But I remember, if there's anything good that came out of this, I remember going home. And my mom just spoiled me because her baby had the worst day at school.
Yeah.
And I remember she made this delicious food and all that.
Right.
So I do remember that. And, you know, something good came out of that.
Nice.
But I feel so bad for the latchkey kids that just didn't get any of that
right.
love. You know what I'm
Those
saying?
Those leeches.
No, latchkey kids.
Oh, sorry. The latchkey, yeah. That those latch on
no,
to...
No, latchkey kids. The ones that go home and there's no one there.
Oh.
Because their parents are like working and they're busy, too busy, you know, like...
I know what you're saying.
Yeah. So anyways, that happened. he's being chameleon right now.
Right, right.
You guys can't see. Now, there is a new STD in town.
Oh, yeah. It's my favorite band, baby. What? Woo! STP. What? Yeah.
No.
No, yeah. You know that band. They're what? Out. They're in town.
What? What STP?
You said STP.
No, not Stone Temple Pilots. I mean... STD.
STD. Okay.
Jeez. Oh, man.
A lot of you out there should already know STP. Come on. Come on. No. Stone Temple Pilots. I mean, that's just... come on. I don't need to sound it out. Spell it out, I mean.
Well, okay. Well, maybe it's not in town yet, but there is a flesh-eating STD that causes your genitals to rot, you guys.
Jeez.
Yeah. So everyone get your Bibles out. Because fornication is no joke. It is no joke right now. So it causes large, foul-smelling ulcers around the groin.
I know all about that. That's actually my defense mechanism.
Oh,
believe it or not, yeah. Yeah, when I get feared or somebody's trying to intimidate me or anything, just a foul, you know, stench just comes from my groin and I'm able to, you know, they scatter away.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah, it sounds like, yeah. That's funny. Well, the first case is actually in the UK. In the UK, excuse me, not UK. Ukraine.
Okay. Which one is it? The
United UK, Kingdom.
The crane? insane in the membrane?
Or yeah, something like that.
What you talking
about?
The
United Kingdom, the UK, and it's known as, check this out, Donna Venosis.
Oh, I love that show.
No.
Oh, Ray Donovan?
No, not
yeah.
Ray Donovan.
No.
Donna Venosis.
Donna Venosis. Oh.
Yeah, that's...
So that's the disease name.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
Well, Chameleon, IBM has filed a patent to deliver coffee via drone. Okay. Now, this isn't just any kind of drone. This would be a coffee drone that will be able to detect blood pressure, pupil dilation, and facial expression to detect when people are getting drowsy. Kind of like right now. So right now, Chameleon,
nah.
A drone would come over here and, like, pour you a cup of coffee.
Okay. Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, well, I know that I was on a Nickelodeon show years ago, and it was this fun scene where it was like a tech convention, and they had this drone soda machine, which is pretty fun.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but it obviously didn't work, you know, but it was, you know, in the show it did.
Yeah.
But now, Chameleon, do me a favor right now.
Sure, Strange.
Go ahead and type in the word relentless.com.
Okay. Relent. Okay, wait, is that with two E's? Here, let me just start over. I got to start over here. Okay, got it.
Yeah, relentless.com.
Okay, it's
see,
on.
See what comes up?
Yep.
Isn't that... See what I mean? Amazon, baby.
Amazon.
That used to be the name of Amazon. Did you know that?
I didn't. Relentless.com,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Well, it directs you to their Amazon page, which is pretty fun.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. But I'm going to go ahead and get to our strange theory.
All right. Let's do it. When you're strange. When you're strange, no one remembers your name.
when you stray. All right. Okay, so Uber is making headlines again, and at least, well, so he said he was an Uber driver. So earlier this week, a driver was filmed claiming to be a driver that worked for Uber, trying to relentlessly lure a 17-year-old girl into his car.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he would not take no for an answer. This girl was, you know, sweet, trying to just like, no, no, thanks, I'm okay, you know. And so until a bystander stepped in questioning his credentials, or should I say lack thereof, and he just sped off.
Whoa.
Obviously he was not a Uber driver.
Yeah.
And there are so many sickos like this out there. This is the reason why I carried a knife with me.
Whoa.
When I was a teenager.
Stay away from strange.
This is the reason why I carried a knife with me.
No,
because
that's good.
Girls are so vulnerable.
Yeah.
And there are just sickos out there. You know, SNL made a parody of it, like, welcome to hell, when the whole sexual harassment claims are coming out and all this. And that. Like, yeah, that's really the world we live in, sadly. Now, this led me to my strange theory.
Okay.
What if they don't really do background checks?
What if? Okay, so...
What if they don't really do background checks and they're writing the narrative for terrible drivers because the ultimate goal is self-driving Uber cars under the guise of the betterment for the customer and safety purposes.
Okay.
Without looking cold and calculating. So when they're done and they want to, you know, bank that money, not pay anyone to pick customers up.
Yeah.
They'll just fire everyone and be like, you know what? We see that our company has tried our best, but it's just not working out.
Right.
And you know.
Well, I'm with you on that because a brother of mine, he will stay nameless, but basically he was working for Uber, but he has like some criminal background and all that, and he, you know, he's been in jail, drugs and everything, and it's like,
oh,
he was able to work through Uber.
See what
how
I mean, ladies
was
and
he
gentlemen?
Able to bypass the background check, I wonder.
See what I mean, ladies and gentlemen?
That's right,
what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I'm telling you. Yeah, kids, get with it. All right,
well, we have our guest actually
awesome.
Here. So
he just got here.
He
so
just
you know
got
what?
In.
We're gonna go ahead and cut to the weather.
The weather. Yeah, we have our weather lady.
Here we go.
Ay, ay, ay. Vamos a la Girogumen del weather. Lunes y martes va a estar medio nublado, pero siempre caliente. Miércoles, jueves, viernes, vuelve siempre el calentamiento. Cuidemos a nuestros animalitos, esos animalitos tan buenos y fieles. Fieles amiguitos que cuidan de la casa y del amo. Y cuiden a los niños también, no se les olvide darles la agüita, ponerles agua cuando vayan a la escuelita, al kinder. Y muchos besos para los simios de la tercera edad, a las señoras de la tercera edad, con mucho cariño, cuídenlos. Mucho cuidado si van a las playas de Santa Mónica, porque hay muchos insectos y hay unos animalitos que son grandes, dicen que son grandecitos y pican muy duro. Mucho cuidado con los niños. Y esta es la chiquitina de la weather. Ok, bye bye. I love you.
Woohoo!
Well, we hope you guys got that.
In translation, it's going to be pretty hot.
It's going to be pretty hot.
So you know.
That was our weather segment.
I love that.
Andrew Rudy.
Yes.
Yes, Andrew Rudy.
They're lined up by the thousands.
Yes. Hello.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Well, welcome to the Strange Chameleon Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, thank you for being here.
It's my pleasure.
Awesome. Well, you are an emerging artist in
yes.
LA. Now, tell us how... Now, we actually met years ago on a show.
Yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I did not know about this.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
Tell
did.
Me more. Tell me more.
It was actually kind of fun.
And it was now, really fun.
You transitioned to music.
Yes.
So tell us about how that happened.
So music has always been a really prevalent part of my life.
Okay.
Ever since, it's the first thing, you know, I remember my mom showed me all the Disney movies and I always loved singing along to them. And singing was like, you know, my whole childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And then around high school, that turned into theater. You know, my mom wanted me to get comfortable on stage. I was a really, really shy kid. I didn't want to sing out in front of anyone. And so it was really smart of her to get me into theater because that opened me up right away. You know, I loved making people laugh. And then, you know, acting kind of took more of a front seat to music. I did musicals, which was like, you know, such a happy medium and everything. And I kind of really wanted to explore acting. And so that's how we met, because I was going on a bunch of auditions. And then we met doing like audience work for a show, right?
Yeah, that's what happened.
And so that's in that part, you know, I was going out and auditioning. And I kind of realized that, like, wait, you know, singing is what I started doing. And I had always been writing songs and, you know, singing on my own. And I realized that I really wanted to explore that option. I didn't want it to be, you know, something that I never did because I always loved doing it. So awesome. I decided to do that.
Good. Good for you.
Yeah.
And now what exactly inspired you, or how did you lead into the type of music that you're getting into?
I remember the first thing that really inspired me to want to start writing, like, seriously, you know, for people to listen to my music. I remember I listened to Melanie Martinez. She's an amazing artist, and she had this whole album called Cry Baby, and her lyrics were really, really amazing and really inspired me. And I was like, yeah, I want to make lyrics like her, like lyrics that are... like songs that are really, really fun to hear.
That's copyright infringement, actually. You can't be taking any people's...
Yes, so I copied down all of her songs.
Okay.
That's how you do it, right?
That's how you do it, I think. That's how, you know, Taylor Swift and all those... No, I'm just
kidding.
Yeah.
So I really wanted to have the same kind of impact where songs are just like so fun to listen to. And then if you want to delve deeper and listen to the lyrics, you're like, wow, you know, like you could learn something from the artist. And I love pop and I love that whole genre and I love songs that get stuck in your head. But I also love writing really honestly and vulnerably. So that's what got
that's
me
good
into it.
And that's real music, by the
I
way.
Think so, yeah.
I think so too. When you just write from the heart, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's such a good thing, you know, like you said, we met on such a random show.
Yeah.
But here's the thing, it's like at least we are in a place where we're surrounded by those creative energies.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we're like out there and we're discovering where we belong and we're following the passion, and we know the passion is there. And for anyone listening who are maybe content creators, creative artists, and they're just afraid to take the next step, just go out there
Don't
and
be
just,
afraid.
Just
absolutely.
Just jump in the water and you'll swim.
Yeah.
Or float.
Or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Bottom line, you won't die.
Right. Either way, you won't drown and die.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean, my thoughts was, you know, if you really, really love doing something, the passion is tangible. People, you'll attract people with the same amount of passion.
Exactly.
People will be able to see your passion. Mm-hmm. And life's just too short to not do it, you know?
True.
Life's too short.
He's going to go on strike now because life's too short. Well, we do have, we want to go ahead, and I almost forgot to ask you because I really wanted to ask you this. Now, what inspired you to write the song that we're going to play in a little bit? What inspired you to write the song?
That's a great question. So it's a part of, it's the last song I wrote for my EP, Cycles of the Heart. Mm-hmm. And I, at this point, I had really decided that I wanted the EP to kind of envelop, you know, different cycles that I have of like emotions and everything. And the previous two songs had been about love, and love is great and amazing. But this song, I remember I worked with a Swedish producer, Kitster, and he sent me this beat and asked if I wanted to use it. And it was this really cool, kind of like had Asian melodies inspired in it. And I was like, this is really epic. And I was trying to write to it, and I didn't it started out being about love again, like the third song was going to be about love. And I went, no, because, you know, there's so much more to emotions than love. Love is, you know, crazy strong emotion. But this one, I decided to, I just had the imagery where the lions roam. And I wanted that to kind of show the side of me that's really, really proud of, you know, all my hard work and protective and kind of what it's, if anyone knows what it's like to work at something for a long time and build something up, to be really, really proud and protective of it. And kind of, yeah, defend it against anyone, you know, because the more successful you get and proud of your work you get people who want to kind of tear it down.
Oh, yeah.
And so this song's definitely more, it's the most, like, offensive, not, like, offensive.
There's a difference, kids.
You know, in terms of, like, defense and offense, it's the most kind of in-your-face song on the EP.
Good.
And I relate a lot to it, and I'm glad that it's made.
And that kind of goes with what we were discussing a little earlier before you came in, which is, you know, you gotta protect your peace of mind.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because especially as artists, we are very vulnerable because, you know what? Truth is, we feel on a deeper level because we just feel things differently. And that's the reason why, sadly, a lot of these artists have been destroyed by drugs.
Yeah.
Because life can be a lot sometimes and it can be too much sometimes.
They just can't handle it.
Right.
Yeah,
and that's
sad.
Why you need a good support system. Mm-hmm. You know, you need good people. Like you said, you're going to attract those good people.
Yeah, 100%. It's like magic. You start seeing it happen.
Right.
Exactly.
Tell us where you recorded. Where did you record the song and the studio? Like,
yeah, so,
any shout outs if you want to get for that, you know?
So the producer I worked with, he's like a Swedish producer DJ. So it was actually really cool. It was the first project I ever did where I kind of, you know, relied on internet, like, to work together. Like,
okay.
It was the first time I didn't actually work with a producer, like, at the studio. So I went to a local studio here to lay down the vocals.
Okay. Okay.
To the track. And then I would send it to him. I would send very, you know, rough vocals. And we would, like, it was really cool. He would, like, send me the kind of notes you would get in person, like, oh, can you sing it this way? Can you sing it that way? Bring it up, bring it down. I'm like, sure, yeah. And so I would do that here. Mm-hmm. And then I would send him those
Got
raw
it.
Vocals. And
okay.
then he would do all the magic over in Sweden.
Got it. Okay.
Nice.
So
the power,
like,
of just, you know, what we have,
it's
the technology
so cool.
nowadays. Nice. Awesome.
That's pretty cool. Well, we have a clip.
We have a clip.
We have a clip.
Yes.
We have a clip. Very nice.
Thank you.
Oh,
nice.
That was very good.
Woo!
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
That was good. And you know what? By the way, I almost forgot to tell you,
I wore this lion shirt to represent.
Oh my god!
Isn't that cool?
Yes.
That is amazing. Cool? I love that so much.
Yeah.
My ring actually has a lion on it.
Nice.
I like to wear that. Yeah.
Eye of the tiger represent, right?
That's right.
Just, absolutely.
It's that power, that strength inside.
Oh, I love it. I mean, I love the whole lion imagery. I'm also a Leo too.
So oh, there you go. There you go.
Feel so connected to it.
Well, where can we check out the song?
The song is on every streaming platform.
Every streaming platform?
Yeah.
Nice.
You can either find it at Andrew Rudy, you know, on Spotify, Apple Music, Tidal, Deezer, anywhere, or Kitster. It's on his page, too.
Kitster?
Yeah, that's K-I-T-Z-T-E-R.
Kitster. Okay, cool. Maybe you know one I've heard of. Yeah, that's cool.
For those kids that, you know, just needed it to be spelled
yeah.
out, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I was pretty good at English.
Well, do you have time to stick around?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah? Well, we get to do a fun little segment called Ventilator, and it's just, you know, get things off your chest. If you're angry about something or whatever and you just want to vent, this is where it happens. Ooh. Here on the Strange
I'm
Chameleon Show. What's your ventilator? What's your ventilator? What's your ventilator? Yeah, that's right. That's all I got. That's all I got, kids.
Yes.
That was hilarious.
That was
yeah. That's our ventilator theme. It's a work in progress.
I love
it. Progress.
It's perfection.
Thank you. You're so
You're too kind.
Too kind.
Thank you so much.
Well, for example, mine, I just driving all the way over here, I'm really frustrated when people just don't put their signal on when they're turning. They just kind of just cut right in front of you when they're driving, and then you're like, whoa, whoa, buddy. And you're just like putting the horn and everything, and they just don't yeah. care. Yeah, there it is. There's my vent. I'm so mad about that.
That's how people die.
Exactly.
Pretty
exactly.
reasonable.
That's how people die.
Yeah, exactly.
But
yeah.
what would be yours?
Ooh, okay. So I vent a lot, like on Twitter and everything. So I would say my most recent one, I don't want this person to feel called out or anything, but like canceling last minute, like really, really last minute, it gets under my nerves so much.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, it's just like, because, you know, obviously, if someone cancels like an hour before.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
so you kind of cleared all that time
right.
to be with them. That kind of sucks. So
yeah.
I would say that's my most recent like vent issue.
Yeah, I can understand that. Yeah,
yeah.
Definitely. Or also when I remember one time that reminds me, I was on my way to meet someone. And then she texted me like 30 minutes before, oh, I can't go. I forgot I have a dentist appointment.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, you had to remember it at least 3 hours before.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I actually had left work early.
And then doesn't it make you feel so stupid? You're like on the way and you're like, what am I just going to turn back? Do I find a coffee shop?
All right. Well, by the way, where can they go ahead and follow you, follow your music, your Instagram?
Yeah, my Instagram's kind of like my personal hub where I, you know, post everything. So that's Andrew_Rudy, R-U-D-Y. And then it's the same thing on Twitter, too. I'm Andrew_Rudy. And then Facebook, I'm Andrew Rudy Official, all as one word.
Okay, awesome. Well, there you have it, you guys. If you loved that song, go ahead and check it out.
Check it out.
Him.
Download it. Stream it. All that good stuff.
Yes. Lip sync to it. Send me all of that.
I know, huh? Well, basically, let's just end right now with a little jam session, I was thinking. So
yeah,
go ahead and grab
right.
your instrument, whatever one you feel.
Okay.
And we're just going to end, just kind of fade out with it, you know? So we'll just kind of play along. Thank you all for listening to The Strange Chameleon Show. And remember, if you can't put your penis back on, jam on!
Woo!
Have a strange night and have strange dreams. Wrong one.
Wrong one. So let's just play. This is jam.
Play. Let's just play.
Let's do it. Just play along. All right, check us out real quick. www. I love it when people do that. StrangeChameleonShow.com. Check us out.
Follow the links.
Follow the links. You know what to do.
Awesome. That was really good.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.